Forecast for today, a mixture of clouds and sun, more clouds coming in later on, high today in the low 80s. Caledonia police had to shut down Highway 38 between 5 Mile and 6 Mile roads last evening due to a traffic accident which involved two passenger vehicles and a piece of farm equipment. Reports indicate a tractor was being operated north on 38. Some kind of a mechanical failure occurred. Part of the implement being hauled by that tractor shifted over into the southbound lane and then struck the top of one of the cars. It injured the driver, who had to go to the hospital with a head injury. Second vehicle following the first also struck, not as severely. The accident remains under investigation. A 32-year-old Burlington man, Andrew Fisher, charged with disorderly conduct. He allegedly took pictures of women in the dressing rooms at the Kohl's department store. He was arrested after a witness reported seeing twice the man taking pictures with his phone over the closed doors of the women's dressing room. An additional charge filed in Racine County Circuit Court against a former Kenosha Unified teacher, now accused of having sexual relationships with two students.
41-year-old Douglas Richmond was charged last week with the sexual assault of a child by a person who works or volunteers with children for allegedly having sex with a Tremper High School student in 2009 and 2010. An additional charge of the sexual assault of a student by school staff was filed alleging Richmond had sex with an Indian Trail High School student in 2011. Both of the alleged victims told investigators they had sex with Richmond at a home in Burlington. During an initial appearance in Racine Circuit Court, Richmond's bond was increased to $3,000. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for Thursday. A Kenosha Unified spokesperson confirmed last week that Richmond no longer works for the district, but would provide no other details, calling it a personnel matter. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
He was the 1994 Wisconsin Rose Bowl MVP. He was a Park High School standout, Brent Moss, given a year in prison after pleading no contest to cocaine possession. In addition, Judge Emily Miller gave the 45-year-old Moss 3 years of probation for a possession of heroin charge. Kenosha's Dream Playground, looking for volunteers interested in becoming ambassadors for the all-inclusive site. At this week's council meeting, Alderman Scott Gordon noted that the bathrooms at the Petsky Park location were recently vandalized. Says there have been some other incidents as well.
Went over there today, and unfortunately, one of the picnic tables, somebody burnt and melted it with a lighter. Can't replace it. Can't repair it. And went on to the playground, and a kid decided to use chalk and play tic-tac-toe on the poured-in-place rubber surface floor. Looked like it was done by about a 5-year-old. And you got to hit yourself in the head and go, where was the parents on this?
Gordon says the vandalism not the main reason for recruiting the ambassadors. There's going to be an organizational informational meeting about it on Tuesday, May 30th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Petsky Park. Final State of the City address for Racine Mayor John Dickert ahead of resigning to take over the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Cities initiative this summer, focusing on the accomplishments of the past 8 years, plenty of thank yous to go around to those who helped, and also attention to what lies ahead for the city. The mayor noting the problems faced when he began back in 2009 included weak finances. Worst of all, he said, a lost confidence in our community led by double-digit unemployment.
The biggest challenge for us, though, as a city is really that unskilled employee. The hotel and convention center that you're going to be analyzing very soon could assist at filling that gap with over 200 unskilled working positions available. If the project moves forward, Gateway has agreed to work with us and train those residents to take on those positions. We want to thank Gateway, RCEC, Wibic, and Launchbox, as well as all of those companies, old and new, who have partnered with us to build a better Racine.
Dickert's resigning in the coming weeks going to lead to Council President Dennis Weiser becoming the interim mayor ahead of a special election. Case High School will have a new boys basketball coach this fall because Steve Jaskolski is retiring in the next few weeks as a physical education and health instructor for Racine Unified. Jaskolski played for Case's first coach, Don Shute, and after college, came back to become the boys' junior varsity coach for 19 years. He got to be the head coach after Bob Hayes left in 2002. Covering all 34 years, Jaskolski's coaching record, 457 and 280, including a half a dozen Southeast Conference championships and a 2005 appearance in the WIAA Division I state tournament. Local obituaries, 89-year-old Eunice Miller of Racine passed away on May the 12th at the Ridgewood Care Center. She owned and operated Rowland Hills Lawn and Garden for many, many years. Funeral services this Friday morning, 11 o'clock, at the Marsh Meredith and Acklam Funeral Home. Friends and relatives can meet with the family Friday beginning at 10 o'clock. Rose Truckee of Racine at the age of 92 passed away on May the 13th in Omaha, Nebraska. She was a vice president branch manager for Pioneer Savings and Loan for many years, also the first woman to chair the Roundtable Financial Institutions Group for RAMAC. Visitation will be at the Marsh Meredith Nacklem Funeral Home 4 to 7 p.m. this Friday and on Saturday at St. Joseph's Catholic Church on Erie Street, beginning at 10 o'clock up until 10:30. The massive Christian burial to be celebrated Saturday at St. Joseph's at that 10:30 point. And Sam Agopian, at the age of 92, passed away on May the 15th at the Wisconsin Veterans Home in Union Grove. He was with S.C. Johnson & Son for 34 years. He was also an avid runner, earning numerous medals and awards. Funeral services followed by full military honors to be held at the Marsh Meredith Nacklem Funeral Home this Saturday morning at 11:30. Friends and relatives can meet with the family there beginning at 10 o'clock. Police in Naperville, Illinois, still trying to figure out what led an elderly Wisconsin man to shoot an Amtrak train conductor while on the platform at the downtown Metro station.
We do not know any motive at this time or reason why it happened. We know that the conductor stepped out onto the platform and the suspect reached out a window and fired at him.
That's the police commander there, Louis Camisa, who says that 45-year-old conductor suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The gunman, said to be in his 70s, held down by the passengers until officers arrived. Burlington's Common Council unanimously approving a construction management contract for the new municipal pool project with Schurer Construction at no more than 3% of the total cost to build the facility. During Committee of the Whole discussion, City Administrator Karina Walters explained it's an at-risk contract with Schurer handling the bidding process.
We need to approve this construction management agreement because it's Schurer Construction that will go out to bid and work closely with city staff on this portion of the process. So once the bids are out, we receive the bids, we will have a bid opening, we will be tabulating any and all of the bids. Once all of that is tabulated, we will identify a guaranteed maximum price for the total cost of construction of the pool.
Burlington's attorney, John Belogic, explaining the at-risk contract suggested by Schurer Construction, which he amended to fit the city's needs.
And it's designed for private owners who want to sign up with a contract to do a project for a guaranteed price, as much as possible anyway, and then walk away from the project, not worry about it until it's time to cut the ribbon. That's not us. But what I did is similar to what we did, and I did back in 2010 for the DPW project. I created an addendum. That addendum makes it suitable for a municipal project.
Opening bids on the pool project is going to give the council in Burlington a better picture of how things stand financially with the maximum cost of $5.4 million from their discussion months ago versus today's reality with a contingency of $250,000. Well, it worked in Racine with the former Lincoln School being turned years ago into senior apartments. Now in Kenosha, the former Weisskopf School on 50th Street is targeted for a residential development. City's Plan Commission Thursday has an agenda which includes a rezoning request from LandQuest of Wisconsin. It's offered to buy the multi-story building and turn it into more than a dozen apartments. Kenosha's Community Development Director Jeff LeBon tells the Kenosha News the one-time school and daycare center more recently also has landmark protection, so the developer will have to deal with that. Historic tax credits from the state will likely factor into the project. Racine's Common Council approving a Finance and Personnel Committee recommendation to reclassify the assessor position and a significant pay boost to go with it to keep the job competitive with other communities. HR Manager Tim Tompkins, noting a pending resignation, explained that Racine and other communities are having a problem recruiting white-collar professionals.
Some of the feedback we got, not only from Kenosha, that is in the process of recruiting an assessor. Their salary is at $113,000 a year. They were unable to recruit qualified candidates. Superior, another city, is paying over $52 an hour. I think what you're looking at is trying to recruit white-collar people, and this is the rate that is out there.
Reclassifying the assessor job moves the pay range from between the current rate of $71,500 to just over $96,500 to the new range, $85,250 to just over $115,000. Racine's Department of City Development going to hold a community workshop this evening to allow people to comment on the activities, conventions, and events they'd like to see at the proposed downtown event center on the lakefront. During this workshop, it's not a public hearing. Participants will gather in small groups, discuss their ideas, and those will be used by the city development staff as this project moves toward the next step in the process. The community workshop to be held at the Festival Hall tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock. Some disagreement among Burlington Council members about an ordinance change to allow for a mixed group of elected officials and those considered at large, but overall support for getting the public more engaged in city government. During committee of the whole discussion, Alderman John Schultz noted that the at-large provision, that is something he's been after for more than 2 years, but again says numbered districts and borders really irrelevant.
I do talk to people in my district, but I get as many, if not more, calls and conversations with people outside my district. So that was more along the lines of why I view these imaginary lines as irrelevant.
Alderman Bob Grandi expressing concerns, even objections, with the staff proposal.
We may not have to recreate the system when we're, if we would let our strategic initiative take place and monitor it. I don't understand why we need to do this now before we actually let our plan take place.
And Alderman Ruth DeWitziak liked the staff proposal and the number districts.
I have had people in our district who has said the same thing. They would love to get involved and they would like to sit on this board, but they're not out to unseat Alvarez. So that's fine. You know, I tend to agree with the fact that it's kind of like with the school board. If there are a few more openings, you know, that were open to anybody, we might see some more hats thrown in the ring.
Based on the discussion that included implementing this in the spring of 2019 versus next year with the mayor's race, Burlington City staff will be preparing the legal work for a decision at the council meeting on June the 6th. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delgrave's next two monthly listening sessions are going to be in consecutive weeks. First, he'll be at the Union Grove Village Hall on 15th Avenue, Wednesday, May the 24th. Then at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall on Campus Drive on a Thursday, June the 1st. Both listening sessions to run from 4 to 6 p.m. These listening sessions for Delgrave, usually scheduled on the second Wednesday of every month, for Union Grove, members of the county executive staff and members of the Human Services Department will be there explaining the county services available at the West End Facilities Center in Burlington, including many of the same services available in Racine. Delgrave noting that the Western Services Center building is to be demolished later this year or early next year. It's a resolution that urges the preservation of the mortgage interest and property tax deductions with any revision of the federal tax code. The Kenosha County Board approving that resolution last night. Supervisor Boyd Frederick said he'd like to see exactly what the Trump administration or Congress is proposing before deciding if these deductions ought to be preserved.
It could be something different. It could be where the tax rates play into how much you get back when it comes to your mortgage. That's why I voted no and want to take a look and see until there's something concrete that we actually can read, look at, and study and know what we're voting on completely.
Meanwhile, Supervisor Aaron Decker agreed, saying the reform of the tax code may be better without the deductions.
The proposal is to lower the tax rates, which if they lower them enough, that's worth losing our mortgage interest and tax property tax deductions. It also, I know they're pushing simplifying the tax code. I would much prefer to be able to do my own taxes and not have to spend over $300 a year to prepare my taxes.
That resolution adopted on a vote of 18-5. And residents of the city of Kenosha can drop off documents to be shredded free of charge at three locations this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The parking lots of the Southwest Library on 38th Avenue, the Northside Library on 27th Avenue, and Kenosha Regional Airport, the Terminal Building off 52nd Street. Up to five bags or boxes of items to be shredded by representatives of Shred It. Future shredding events have been scheduled in August and October. Our forecast coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.